Hey everybody, it's Izzy Lyman, and if you've been with us all morning, thank you so much. We have a text line, 231-758-7707, and I was just asked by a caller the address of borderhawk.news, that's BORDERHAWK.news, NEWS, if you want to find out more information. We have on the show a very special guest, and my friend D.A. King, who is the president of the Dustin Inman Society. He's also the founder of it, and the Dustin Inman Society was named after a Georgia teen who lost his life to the crime of illegal immigration. Welcome on the show, D.A.
Thank you so much, Izzy. Good morning.
Good morning. So I have a lot to talk to you about in the time that we have. I look forward to it. But first, I know you live in Georgia now, but tell the folks listening your ties to Michigan, about your ties to Michigan.
I am a Michigan kid. I went to junior high school and high school in Madison Heights, Michigan, 12 Mile and DeQuinder. My great-grandparents moved to the foot at Walloon Lake sometime around the turn of the last century. And when we said go to the lake, we meant Walloon Lake.
Big like. So anyway, but now you've been in Georgia for many years working on behalf of the cause of illegal immigration crime, not the cause of it, but to stop it, actually. And tell us a little bit about the Dustin Inman Society.
Thank you, Izzy. We are a 501c4 IRS nonprofit corporation. I formed it in 2005. And as you told your listeners a minute ago, it's named after Dustin Inman, a young man from Woodstock, Georgia, who is going to always be 16 years old because the United States of America does not enforce our immigration laws, and many of the politicians here in Georgia do not enforce the laws aimed at illegal immigration here in our state. Dustin is one of tens of thousands of Americans who have been killed by illegal aliens, and the Dustin Inman, the Inman family is one of tens of thousands of American families separated by the organized crime that I believe illegal immigration really is.
That very well said. And I had the great honor of meeting Dustin's mother, Kathy, at an event in Atlanta that you organized, and I'll never forget that.
Yeah, sadly, Dustin was killed in an auto crash on Father's Day weekend the year 2000. The family was on their way to the North Georgia mountains to go camping, fishing, and hunting. They never made it because an illegal alien ran into the back of their car going about 70 miles an hour when they were stopped at a light. And I say that because the crash instantly killed Dustin, but it took 19 years and 20 years, respectively, to kill his dad and mom. Kathy was in a wheelchair for the rest of her life after that crash, which was right at 20 years. They're all gone now.
That is such a brutal story on so many counts, yet I think you have done such a great job of remembering Dustin and fighting the good fight. Tell us a little bit about Governor Kemp. I know that he campaigned very strongly when he first ran for governor. He had that famous ad with the truck, and he was going to get illegals and deport them or blah, 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 and that's turned out to be not true at all, correct?
Sadly, what you just said is all too true. We have a governor here, a Republican named Brian Kemp, K-E-M-P, who was a Secretary of State. Before that, he was a Republican state senator. He was chairman of the Senate Public Safety Committee. During the Republican primary in 2018, he ran on a platform of being tough on illegal immigration. His very first TV ad was aimed at convincing people that as governor, he will work with President Trump and end the sanctuary cities here in Georgia, which many of us, including myself, took very seriously because I helped work on a law in 2006 that went through the Senate Public Safety Committee, on which he was the chairman, and we passed a very strong law that year. It had 22 sections, with one of them being a state law forbidding sanctuary cities. So the end story on that is he made a bunch of promises during the campaign for illegal immigration and made some very detailed promises on legislation he introduced. The short version of the story is that once the primary was over, he did not mention illegal immigration again. But once he was elected governor, he never mentioned it as applied to Georgia. The game here is to point at the border, which we all know is a huge problem. But it's not as big a problem in 2020 as it is now, but he still pointed towards the border in an effort to check the box for dutiful Republican voters who will often do whatever they're told and believe whatever they're told without really checking the facts. We have in place, by my count that I have worked on since 2006, we have over 50 laws aimed at illegal immigration in Georgia, most of which are not enforced, none of which, as Brian Kemp mentioned, since he took office in January of 2021. And I say that with an amount of disgust that I don't know that I can transfer over the radio. I recently had a column published in The Federalist online aimed at Governor Kemp. When he talked about illegal immigration, we all assumed he meant illegal immigration in Georgia. That has not been the case. The governor here is talking about illegal immigration at the border. He ignores Georgia, where we have, it might surprise your listeners, we have more illegal aliens here in Georgia than live in Arizona, and we have more illegal aliens than green card holders.
Now, how do you come to that figure? How do you know that?
I'm using numbers distributed by the far left, one of them being the Georgia Budget and Policy Institute that extrapolates numbers derived from census figures, and Migration Policy Institute, another leftist anti-enforcement group in Washington. The more illegal aliens than Arizona is based on estimates from the Department of Homeland Security in their most recent publication.
Excellent. So you're using their numbers in a manner of speaking.
We do. And I find it more beneficial to use the numbers from the anti-enforcement lobby than from the people on our side.
So it sounds like a disaster with this governor in terms of this issue. Right? A complete and utter disaster.
It really is. I'll use Dustin Inman as an example, although it happened before the election. Georgia is in the news right now because of the horrible, horrible murder of Lake and Riley in Athens.
Yes.
And that's horrible. It's just, I can't describe how sickening it is, and people recognize that. But what people don't know, especially people here in Georgia who vote Republican and listen to what the Republican Chamber of Commerce wing of the party in the legislature tell them, before that girl got killed at UGA, there's already 182 illegal aliens in our prison system for the charge of murder. That means 182 families in Georgia have gone through the same thing that we're now going through as a result of the Athens killing already. Well, there's 347 illegal aliens in our prison system here in Georgia for child molestation. I forget, I think it's 174 with the charge of rape. So it is a disaster, and we are trying very, very hard to move the governor to a place where he will at least acknowledge that. So far, no action.
So is there at least a team of legislators in the legislature that are trying to change this?
There is. We have a bill going through the committee system now. It was drafted. I helped work on it. I worked on it for 2 years. The sponsor, a very brave man, a friend of mine, named State Representative Jesse Petrie. State Representative Jesse Petrie from Savannah, a pro-enforcement Republican, is carrying House Bill 1105 here in Georgia. It was originally written to put serious penalties in the two laws we have against sanctuary city policies, mostly applied to our county jails. After the murder in Athens, we have expanded it a little bit because it was beyond the date at which a bill can pass from one chamber to the other here in our legislature. We have, I think, 9 or 8 more days left in our legislative session, which will end the end of this month. So we do have a bill pending. I'm confident that it will pass. The question now is how strenuous, how strong can we make the language, and how serious can we make the penalty for the jailers? And the jails are run here in Georgia by sheriffs. So we have the Sheriff's Association lobbying against criminal penalties for sheriffs who don't obey the sanctuary laws in their jails that can and will end up and have ended up in getting people killed. That's the scenario here in Republican Georgia.
Wow, amazing. And our listeners, I think, would be interested in knowing how much time you've actually spent over the years helping draft bills. That's been one of your signature duties, if you will.
It is. It turns out that the kid from Lamphere High School in Madison Heights had an unknown talent for reading and understanding the law, which, if you can do that, you can, and if you know an issue, you can construct language and draft it and send it to the lawyers at Legislative Council and get very effective bills passed. I am extremely proud of it. I don't talk about it a lot because most politicians don't want a lot of people to know that D.A. King drafted their bill.
Wow, what a great skill set. I love it. So the Daily Signal, which I believe is under the auspices of the Heritage Foundation, is that correct? Or no?
Yes, the Daily Signal is the quote-unquote newspaper from the Heritage Foundation. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
All righty. So recently, one of their reporters did a story, and you were featured in it. Can you summarize that for our listeners?
I'm looking at it right now on my it's funny you would bring that up. I'm staring at my Twitter page and my computer as I talk to you, which is a great pleasure always, by the way.
Thank you.
Tyler O'Neill wrote a column. I alerted him and other people to the fact that the Southern Poverty Law Center has been lobbying here in Georgia since 2018 against bills aimed at enforcing immigration laws. And in 2018, the Southern Poverty Law Center registered to lobby against a bill that I had a hand in and was promoting through the Dustin Immons Society. It was Senate Bill 452. The bill ended up passing but not being signed. Excuse me. It ended up not being passed on the last night by the House. We were all very, very surprised. We were told by the Speaker that it would pass. The Southern Poverty Law Center has lobbied here in Georgia since then, often, always against bills aimed at illegal immigration. The most recent time I can recall was House Bill 1013 in 2020. And I'm using those numbers so they can mark it if this conversation is ever used in court.
So, D.A., hold that thought. We're going to go to break, and let's continue this great conversation.
You told me.
I just did. I'm Izzy Lyman. Stick with us. Come back.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kusserick from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
My name is Todd Spallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spallenberg, electspallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spallenberg for state rep.
Hello, everybody. It's Izzy Lyman. I am speaking with Mr. D.A. King of Georgia, and we have a text line number, 231-758-7707, if you want to text any comments in or ask D.A. a question. And D.A., continue your story about the Daily Signal writing about you recently and this SPLC and all that fandango. You tell it very well.
I will. Thank you. By the way, for everybody listening, if you want to text in the questions, I dearly love to answer questions on illegal immigration and the Southern Poverty Law Center. So what I was trying to convey is Southern Poverty Law Center.
Yes. Tell us what that is, because not everyone is going to know what that is.
The Southern Poverty Law Center presents itself as a civil rights group. The Southern Poverty Law Center, in reality, is a fundraising operation that a lot of the time goes after stopping enforcement of our immigration laws, both federal and state. That is the way that I look at them. They have filed a lawsuit. I have filed a lawsuit, a defamation suit, against the SPLC in federal court because the Southern Poverty Law Center originally told people in 2011 that they didn't like what we were doing here, but we went after illegal immigration through the legislative process, and while they didn't like it, there's nothing they could do about it. When they started lobbying against bills here in Georgia to promote enforcement and save the lives of people who are being killed by illegal aliens, then they changed their tune, and they told the world that we are on a par with the Ku Klux Klan. We are a anti-immigrant hate group that denigrates all immigrants, which is completely false. And that charge came as quite a shock, I might add, to my adopted sister, who's an immigrant from Korea, and the immigrants on our board, including the Black Americans and the proud Hispanic Americans on our board. So I can finish that off very quickly. In response to our court action, which is still pending, we expect to go to trial sometime late this year. It's quite a job suing a group that is worth nearly $1 billion. But in the court filings, the SPLC, as in a defense, said, nor does it matter whether SPLC keeps track of and publicizes how many organizations it has designated as hate groups. This does not somehow mean that any of the individual hate group designations themselves are factual. This is the SPLC admitting to a federal judge that they essentially made it up.
Wow. How awesome. How very awesome, and congratulations for you fighting that fight.
Well, so, I appreciate that. So I know you have listeners in your audience right now who have sent the SPLC money. Folks, believe me, it's up to you, but they don't need the money. You might want to check their financial statement, but you need to understand what they're really doing, what they really stand for.
Definitely. They now undermine conservatives and Christians. They've added that to their menu, if you will. So in the time that we have left, I would like to ask you, how can we encourage more folks, especially our listeners today, to be border hawks? And in what ways can they be border hawks?
Well, it's not as sexy and exciting as some people might think, but I can tell you the surefire way to go about this. Don't wait until a college girl gets killed by an illegal alien when he bashed in her head when she was taking a run. Everything you can possibly do in your own state, in your own county, to make those jurisdictions as completely inhospitable to organized crime as possible is what you should be doing every time you think politics. If you have state representatives who won't pass a law that makes it difficult for illegal aliens in Michigan to get a job, a benefit, or a service, then you are part of the problem. And I'm not trying to be overly dramatic. I know Michigan is a Democrat-run concern, but when I lived in Michigan, Democrats were an entirely different animal than they are now. And I don't understand how anybody in good conscience cannot press on illegal immigration every place in this country right now. One more time, everything you can possibly do to make Michigan as unattractive to illegal immigration as possible should be done.
That would make a great bumper sticker. I'm going to have to remember that. Where's your website? Give us some information, how to follow you, contact you, engage with you.
We have two websites. One of them is we had to create a new website for the Dustin Immons Society, so now there's really two of them online. But the most current one is newdustininmonsociety.org. Now, that's more or less a resource site, but you can go on there and watch the sliders go by and get more of an education on illegal immigration in about 10 minutes than you will in your local newspaper in a couple of years. We also have a site that I go after politicians on, and I don't show any mercy, and I'm very proud of that. It doesn't matter their political party. Georgia's run by Republicans, so I beg people to go on immigrationpoliticsga.com. That's immigrationpoliticsga.com. And you can see what I write and where we are aimed.
DA, thank you so much. I am utterly inspired by what you're doing, even though I know what you do and I've known you for years, but I'm still utterly inspired today. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. I wish that I could go to Legs Inn on opening day.
Oh, there you go. Thank you so much.
You,
have a great day. And folks,
you too.
Folks, I hope you're inspired. Please visit DA's website. And if you need me to follow up with it, and because you didn't catch all that, feel free just to text me. Text me a line, DA's website, and I'll send you a link. He is the master, truly, at this issue at the grassroots level. And we can use him in Michigan, obviously, but he's busy in Georgia. But perhaps we'll find somebody like that. Thanks for listening. Please stick around for the third segment of the show.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Had enough of career politicians? I have. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. It is time to cure Washington of politics as usual. I have the backbone, knowledge, and guts to fix illegal immigration, inflation, and national security. I will protect our freedoms. It is time we cure what ails America. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut,